Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. European leaders have declared war on Jewish settlers, and they want Jerusalem to be divided. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
European leaders are calling for the Jewish settlers living in Judea and Samaria to be blacklisted, and they say they will ban these settlers from entering the European Union, while at the same time, these European leaders are encouraging the radical PLO to become more active in the eastern section of Jerusalem. The division of Jerusalem is on the agenda of these European Union leaders because they say there will be no peace in the Middle East unless there is a portion of Jerusalem as the capital of a Palestinian state, while the Israelis say that Jerusalem will never be divided. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
As European Union leaders declare war on the Jewish settlers and call for the division of the city of Jerusalem, a student of Bible prophecy can see better in focus the end-of-time scenario that the Lord gave to the ancient Jewish prophets more than 2,000 years ago. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The European Union leaders that have the task of helping direct the foreign policy for the Europeans are making moves to stop all funding for the construction of any new building projects in the area referred to as the West Bank by some, but is in reality the ancient biblical lands known as Judea and Samaria. The Jewish settlers claim that their presence in Judea and Samaria actually helps the peace process. This discussion will continue. When one looks at the Bible for an answer to this very sticky issue, they will find that the Lord did promise this piece of real estate where the Jewish settlers have built their homes and raised their families, that this land called Judea and Samaria does belong to them. That's Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 11 to 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30 is the land covenant, which promises the Jews much more than Judea and Samaria ultimately in the future. As it relates to the Palestinian claims to this land, the prophet Malachi wrote that the Palestinians, the descendants of Esau, the Edomites, that the Palestinians of today would return to this land and set up borders, which the Lord said would be the borders of wickedness. That's Malachi chapter 1. The debate will continue related to the Jewish settlements, but rest assured, Bible prophecy will indeed be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...